fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 30th day of September, year of our Lord, 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. I'm very proud to say we do begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm pledging allegiance to the flag that represents the Republic. I'm not pledging allegiance to a piece of cloth, far from it. I'm pledging allegiance to the Republic for which it stands. So, therefore, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, as my friend Paul Martin would say, food, food, food. I'm going to be confirming later in the day a friend of mine, a former Special Forces veteran, Vietnam assistant team sergeant at one of my A teams. He grows row crops up in northern Missouri, soybeans, corn, wheat, and so forth. I'll be talking to him to verify that these farmers are being offered 1.5%, I should say 150%. of the value of their crops to destroy those crops under threat of losing further subsidies if they refuse to do so. So I'll be calling my friend and getting verification of that. The evidence I've seen so far is compelling, and I'm going to be checking that out. All right. That said, we have patient waiting in green, and my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. They manufacture the excellent, high-quality, ready-pure countertop gravity water filter that every family should have, at least one for every 3 people. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm doing especially great today because I found out that our cartridges, which have been on back order now for almost 2.5 months, are arriving tomorrow. So, and this time we've got plenty of stock. We went out and really increased that order to make sure we could fulfill the needs. So everybody that's ordered a Ready Pure in the last couple of weeks that we've been out, it's shipping on Monday, and all new orders will ship out immediately.
Well, you got by pretty good shape with your back orders. I'm still working with Tom Berryhill to get the back orders of energy cleaners cleaned up because of the worldwide shortage of computer chips. So God bless you for getting in what you need there to keep your business going. Pretty much all businesses are experiencing shortages of some sort, aren't they, Kirk?
They really are. I mean, thank God. I mean, when you look up an encyclopedia and you look under like Expediter, it's got a picture of me. I mean, that's the greatest skill that I have. I don't know why, but I do. I work hard at it. And, you know, we've got a number of other businesses, and we're starting to see now shortages across the board, basic materials. You know, we're starting a T-shirt and graphics and embroidery business to manufacture right-thinking merchandise. And even simple, you know, T-shirt Plastisol ink is all on back order, you know, in many different forms. So it's time to get really creative. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you're out there and you're listening today and you're thinking, you know, what should I do? John is absolutely right. I mean, food and water. Make sure you've got the ability to create heat this winter, you know, should the power utilities go down. I mean, you really got it. If you've been waiting on the sidelines, I'm telling you, the road signs are all there. The you know, the stuff is going to hit the fan here pretty soon, looks like to me.
Right. Well, we're American business people tend to be very creative and very determined to do what they need to do to keep their businesses going, don't they, sir?
God, I hope so. I mean, I know that I am. You know, I think so many folks that are in business or in a corporate structure, you know, where the theme of the day is to pass the buck and never go out on a limb and avoid making a decision. And I know we've got a number of self-employed folks that are listening today. You know, thank goodness for us is all I can say.
Absolutely. Well, I've talked several times this week about Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, who is in charge of the health and well-being of 4,000, not quite 4,000 aviators at Fort Rucker, Alabama. Are you familiar with Dr. Long and the affidavit that she generated last week, sir?
No, I'm familiar with the helicopter school and, of course, all of the, you know, outpinnings of that. I don't know. Did you say Lieutenant Colonel Long?
Lieutenant Colonel Long. She's a medical doctor in charge of the medical health and making sure that all the aviators at Fort Rucker are in health and good condition and qualified to fly.
So it's like the flight students.
Well, not just the students, but the instructors, everybody on a flight status.
I see.
So regardless, an affidavit is a document that's signed under oath. And routinely these affidavits are submitted to courts as evidence. And I'm sure this will be submitted to courts as evidence. She submitted this affidavit under the Whistleblower Protection Act, which Congress passed to protect people like herself who, in order to tell the truth, they need some protection from retaliation. Lieutenant Colonel Long says, no ifs, ands, or buts, that all pilots in all services, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, should be grounded, that have received the COVID shot, should be grounded immediately. Grounded immediately. That would be a sizable percentage of all aviators in all services. And she gives a lot of documentation in her affidavit as to why this needs to be done. Documentation based on both her firsthand experience dealing with people who received the COVID shot and other documentation from other scientists. I believe that within hours of her releasing this affidavit, there were probably focus groups being formed in the Pentagon to basically address what in the world we're going to do with Dr. Long and her information here. So there's probably going to be two groups. One is to figure out how to deal with the aviators who've been received the COVID vaccination. The other is how to deal with Dr. Long. I fully suspect that type A personality, as she is, she most likely hired a very well-qualified attorney who specializes in military law before she ever released this document, because the Pentagon will come after her with a vengeance. in absolute vengeance. Because what she's done has basically said that a high percentage, and I don't know what the percentage was, 20%, 50% of all our aviators shouldn't be flying these aircraft, which puts our national defense at great risk. Our national defense is at great risk, Kirk, whether they're taken off flight status or not. If they remain on flight status, we risk these pilots crashing the aircraft. If they're taken off flight status, it dramatically diminishes the ability of the military to defend the country. It's posted at my website, Kirk, in the COVID updates for anybody to read the affidavit that wants to. This is kind of evidence that I look for that is hard ink on paper evidence that could be admitted in court, in any court in the United States, to convince a jury of what the real deal is. So you get a bit of an education here, Kirk.
Yeah, it would be great if she could really get a trial, you know, that was comprised of a jury of her actual peers. We know that that's not going to happen.
No, they're not going to charge her with a crime. And under the Whistleblower Protection Act, there's not much they can do. They would probably love at this point to relieve her of command. That would probably be the first thing they would do. Then they would set up a special posting just for her near the Arctic Circle in it, with a tent for living accommodations. This woman, she's the classic example of a high IQ, brilliant woman who has been successful in her career, has achieved great things, and has a position of great responsibility. Being in command of basically everything to do with the medical and mental health of nearly 4,000 aviators at Fort Rucker, Alabama. Look at her CV. You can see that parts of her CV deviate away from the normal things that a medical doctor would do and get into highly specialized areas dealing with biological weapons and things directly related to the COVID clot shot. So I have high hopes that her letter, her affidavit, I should say, will hopefully bring to a halt the mandatory vaccines for the entire military, because it's not just aviators. A truck driver driving a truck full of, I'll say, gasoline for the military is at the same risk. There's many, many jobs in the military which, if you screw up, people are going to die. That's very common in the military. So these clot shots need to be stopped. They need to be stopped immediately as a matter of highest priority, of a matter of of national security. A follow-up to this, Kirk, I saw a video this morning of the fake president getting a booster shot, allegedly in the Oval Office. The close-up looked like the Oval Office, with the windows of the Oval Office in the background, trees and buildings in the background that would duplicate the view from the Oval Office windows. And then right at the end, the camera backs off, and it's a soundstage. It's not the Oval Office, which brings up another whole set of questions. Mike Adams broadcast this on his website at naturalnews.com. There's been speculation for the past 9 months. Is Joe Biden really the president? Is he really occupying the White House? For decades, many decades, news media have gone into the Oval Office for hundreds and hundreds of events for decades to photograph and video the president doing this and doing that. What would be the big deal why they couldn't do it in this case? And they had to set up a soundstage instead of just walking the, everything's very portable, walking the reporters with their video equipment into the Oval Office, taking a videotape of the president getting the booster shot, instead of going to the trouble of setting up at some place else a soundstage. Now, in my opinion, I want your feedback on this, Kirk. Why would they set up a soundstage in another part of the White House to duplicate the Oval Office when right down the hallway they actually have the Oval Office? I think
the simplest answer is usually right. I think he's probably not in the White House. I think they want to keep him away from the White House.
Right.
And from anybody that has any, you know, analytical skill, you know, they want to keep him away, just like we saw, you know, during the campaigning. I don't think anything has changed there.
If he's at Camp David, he'll say, well, this is the president of Camp David getting the booster shot.
Right.
You know, if he's someplace else at a resort someplace, this is the president. Why go to the trouble? Presidents do go other places than the White House. Of course they do.
Right.
For meetings, for rest and relaxation, any number of reasons, to go to a birthday party, whatever. Why fake it? What's the point? They're trying to give credibility to the president being in the Oval Office getting his booster shot. I'm not sure how that lends credibility, especially when the camera pans back and you can see, oh, it's not the Oval Office. It's a soundstage. That short video clip just brings, and Mike Adams also made a comment about the size of the face mask worn by the president. It was massive. Talk about a face diaper. It covered up almost his entire face. A very large black mask. Leaving his eyes exposed, and of course nothing else, not his chin, not the sides of his face, nothing. You see his ears and you can see his eyes, and that's about it. Let's do a Stu Peters. You know, I'm sure you've probably seen some of Stu Peters' work in the last few months, haven't you?
No, I don't know who Stu Peters is, but I want to make a comment about Joe's face mask.
Please, go ahead.
Maybe he's got bad breath. And nobody can stand being next to him. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, I guess that's a possibility. Sue Peters interviewed this woman recently, and I just sent it to my webmaster to get it posted to my website. Let's see if I can find it real quick here. I believe this is... Okay, no, that's not it. I'll have to find that later. Let's see if I can find it. Do you have any update for us on what's going on with Water Revolution, sir?
I do. One of the concerns that most folks have had, over the last 10 years, and most especially in the last few years, is what they can do to address the quality of the water coming into the home. You know, they've been reading that not only the drinking water, but the water that they use for cooking, the water that they use for bathing, all of these things are pretty important because they carry the same, in most cases, you know, chemical disinfectant compounds and other, you know, unappealing chemicals and other contamination, just as with the drinking water. And of course, the body absorbs water, you know, when you're in the shower. So, you know, up till about a year and a half ago, the only thing you could really do would be to put either a whole house filtration system on, which obviously comes in many different forms. They can be expensive. They can be complicated to install. We created a water structuring and energizing device called the Helix Energizer, which simply slips into a 10 1/4-inch section of your in-house plumbing piping. And so you would use the template provided, you'd cut the piping, you'd stick this unit in. It's got the solid brass, what we call a slip connect fittings already mounted to it. It's pressurizable up to 300 PSI, which greatly exceeds by a factor of 3, 4, or 5, the pressure that people typically have in their house. And this unit contains a double helical vortexing chamber that's surrounded by a very special energizing media. So in the case of the energizer, the media never contacts the water. It's only the frequency. And what we found in our house is by using this device, it totally minimizes the amount of salt that we need in our softener, which shows me that it really is breaking up a lot of the contamination. It's a phenomenal device. We're now offering $100 off on that device to all of the John Moore Liberty Man listeners. And I think the normal price is $490.
Hold on. We got a break here. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I might think I'd to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of September. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing the excellent, high-quality, gravity-feed, ready-pure water filter. And, Kirk, the break cut you off. You were about to finish talking about the updates on your product line, sir.
Sure. So we were talking about the Helix Energizer whole house double helical vortexing device now available. And we're working on getting a web page up that's got an install video and much more of a description for that device. If you're interested, just give us a call at our normal number, which is 336-525-1015. And it's a great device for many, many, many applications. And not only does it create, you know, a micro-clustered, energy-filled water, but it also serves to break down a lot of the chemicals and things that people are, you know, interested in. Now, it's not going to filter them out, but what it does is it creates some more organic structure in the water, which has a benigning effect on many of these issues. And we've discovered that in testing in our own home. And these devices have become pretty popular. And every one of them that's out there is a lot more expensive and not as well crafted as ours is. And we've got many of these installed all over the place. And they're just absolutely phenomenal. That's the Helix Energizer.
All right. Well, I hope people will do that. It's been decades ago that Henry Kissinger said that, if I can paraphrase, food will be used as a weapon. Water, same thing applies to water, even more quickly than food. Just watching Americans walk down the street, many of them could miss probably 10 or 15 meals and actually be healthier. But you can't do that with water. Americans in general tend to be dehydrated. Now, it's only been, I'm going to say, maybe 15, 20 years ago that I came to the knowledge that consuming coffee, tea, soft drinks, your body doesn't recognize those things as water. It recognizes those things as food. To be properly hydrated, you have to drink water. These other liquids simply don't do it. And so my recommendation, John Moore's recommendation, is that you have one countertop Ready Pure water filter for every three adults, maybe every four to five children. You don't want to be standing in line. When's the water going to be ready to drink? There'll be enough stress for people to deal with during a long-term crisis without adding to it, waiting for drinking water. So in addition, if there's a possibility, any possibility at all, that you'll be using groundwater, water from a pond, a lake, a creek, a river, a stream, get yourself several thousand paper coffee filters. They're cheap. A thousand paper coffee filters would probably cost you $5 or $6, maybe. So they're very cheap. If you don't have paper coffee filters, a clean T-shirt folded over a couple of times would work. But the paper coffee filters would be handy and disposable, of course. You want to preserve the integrity of the filter by using some type of pre-filtering, don't you, Kirk?
Absolutely. If you're going to be dealing with debris and other organic chunks, you know, that you might find in a pond or you know, on the street water, all of which our emergency device called Ready Pure will handle. The Ready Pure is a gravity-fed 4-gallon unit, 2 gallons up, 2 gallons down. We call it military grade. It comes with a solid stainless steel, almost like a billet-grade spout, with a really heavy-duty, you know, last-forever silicone washers, not rubber. And the device is just phenomenal. We've got a very, very high-end ceramic cartridge that we use in this device, which is infilled with a certain blend of media that actually serves to reduce a lot of the chemical constituents that are in the water as well. So makes this unit ideal for municipal filtration and also near purification for organic materials, which is the viruses, the spores, and the cysts, and the bacteria. So this is a phenomenal, phenomenal system. And again, we give a $100 discount to all of the Liberty Man radio show listeners. And good idea to order one now while you can still get reasonable shipping, because those rates are going up. It seems like every week, you know, every time they vote to print more money, all the rates of everything that is not flexible increases. And we're seeing the catch up, you know, on that now. And it's just extraordinary. And, you know, it's only going to go up from here in terms of cost and inconvenience. So order now. And we recommend one unit for every 2 to 3 people in the household or group.
That's very good. And we have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
And all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. This COVID section I've got is taken on a life of its own. When we began the COVID section, we had no idea what it would become. articles and videos there that have been authored by scientists and doctors are breathtaking. We do have the ivermectin protocols there. I use the ivermectin protocols every day without the ivermectin because I'm not at risk. I'm height, weight proportionate. I have no issues with health, but I do the rest of the ivermectin protocols. And the important articles and videos are highlighted in yellow highlighter, so they're quick and easy to find. Tom Berry, he'll be with us at the bottom of hour three. We'll be getting an update from Tom on the energy cleaner. I have a full inventory of mattress pads waiting to be shipped out with the energy cleaners when I finally get them from Tom. You need to check that out at my website. And if you have issues with arthritis pain, if you want to get the best night's sleep since you were a child, please check out the energy cleaner. You'll be very glad you did. Okay, we have Kirk with us. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. They manufacture the excellent high-quality Ready Pure water filter. and other filters, of course, but for our purposes, we mostly focus on the countertop gravity feed water filter because many of our listeners, Kirk, have limited financial resources. And if you have limited financial resources and can only buy one product, the ReadyPure countertop, as many as necessary for your team. If your team is 12 people, you need four ReadyPure water filters, don't you, sir?
Absolutely, and we give a $100 discount on each one of the four. We've got a number of folks that have ordered multiple units, you know, for their group or their family. Many people have ordered units as gifts. It's a great thing to have. It's totally irreplaceable in any kind of an emergency shutdown, and you'll have the peace of mind of knowing that you can take any groundwater or any water from any source and make it potable with this unit.
I've got a quick story for you here, Kirk. A friend of mine was on a military training operation. One of the younger guys, a guy in his early 20s, forgot his canteen. And he was getting thirsty, and there was a creek nearby. The older guy said, no, don't drink that. We got water. And the young guy said, oh, that's okay. This looks like fast-moving water. Well, he took a really big drink from it. And later on, about an hour or two later, he took another big drink. He was sick for a week with diarrhea and cramps and miserable as a consequence of drinking that open water that looked so good and so refreshing. Now, I've drank groundwater where a spring comes right out of the ground. I mean, right out of the ground, only inches away, and I was fine. And it was my grandfather. We were out hunting. He knew where the spring was, and it was a very refreshing, cold, healthy drink. But unless you know the source, unless the source is right there, and you know for a fact that it's healthy, you could be making a massive mistake drinking any groundwater, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And I mean, this is increased by the fact that so many of us are used to drinking a chemicalized water or a factory sterilized water. And so we're just not used to handling these bugs that are in a lot of the groundwater. So it doesn't even take a contaminated water source. It just may take one that's unusual for you. And we all know how important it is to maintain the immune strength these days. And drinking the right kind of energized, purified water is probably one of the smartest things you can do to keep your system running in tip-top shape.
Something I haven't done, but anybody could because the information is public source information, is to compare the rates of fluoridation in the blue states and blue cities especially compared to the red states and red areas of the country. Once you get away from these cities, almost no water supplies have sodium fluoride in them, which is the active ingredient in several psychotropic drugs, by the way. This is no secret either. Psychotropic drugs have sodium fluoride in it because the effect on the brain is to calm you down and make you more compliant. Does that describe many of the people in the blue states and blue cities, Kirk?
I think it certainly does. You know, one can only tell immediately that I've never been subject to fluoridated water since I moved out of New York when was that? Oh, yeah, okay, in the late 80s. And I think that, you know, again, very, very significant. And, of course, the fluoride doesn't kill you right away. It's like so many of the toxins. It just builds and builds and builds in the system, and it gets to the point where it becomes a contributing force to the breakdown of the normal organic operation of the body. And,
absolutely.
You know, the calming effect sounds good, you know, in many instances. It's too bad that it's married, you know, to a lot of the other bad issues that go alongside with it. And it isn't just the fluoride, folks. It's all the disinfectant compounds. The new ammonia derivative, which is called chloramine, which is much worse for the body than even chlorine was. And, you know, we need to be conscious of this and not continue to put this in our body. And every single beverage, pretty much, or food that you buy in the grocery store, I tell people, if it comes in a bag, a bottle, or a box, it's probably made with fluoridated and chemicalized water. So, you know, proceed with caution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, bathing in water that has sodium fluoride is just as bad, if not worse, as drinking it is. The largest organ of your body is your skin, and taking a really hot shower, especially because it opens up the pores, or a really hot bath opens up the pores also, soaking in that wonderful sodium fluoride chemical. How about that?
It's a terrible thing. And I'll tell you what, folks, in my opinion, this Helix Energizer whole house device will do an awful lot for helping with your bathing, with your laundry, and other issues that you have in the house. Simple, easy to install. You don't have to call a plumber. Very inexpensive, and a $100 discount to the Liberty Man listeners.
Well, that's very special. I'm very glad that you do that. And that's a $100 discount on each piece of equipment, isn't it, sir?
It is.
Yes, absolutely. Well, being healthy is important in normal times. With what's coming at us, the potential of an invasion of the Chinese army, they'll come here as our welcome guests, by the way, to help us in our time of need. It won't be parachutes into combat. There'll be a crisis of some sort, a manufactured crisis of some sort. And the treaties have already been signed to bring the Chinese in as quote-unquote peacekeepers to help restore order. With what's coming at us, we need as many patriots as possible to be as healthy as they can be, don't we, Kirk?
Absolutely. You know, I heard from a little bird that you were visiting with Sam this past weekend and participated again in the long distance, you know, long range
shoot.
Precision
rifle blast. That's right.
How did that go? What did you experience?
Well, I went there. I got my new Night Force scope on my precision rifle. I had it sighted in at a quarter MOA at 100 yards, which I was pretty satisfied with that going into the class. I was paying attention to Sam's instruction, and the second half of the second day is where the rubber met the road. he had targets, steel targets at 200 yards, 400, 500, 600, 800, and 1,000 yards.
Mm.
I was the only student to do a clean sweep of all those targets, ending up shooting 12-inch steel plates at 1,000 yards.
Now, what rifle was it exactly that you were using?
It's a Hawa, H-O-W-A, 1500, short action, 308. The only thing left from the factory is a receiver and a trigger group, and the trigger group goes away in the next couple of weeks to be replaced by an upgrade. Sam has done extensive work on the rifle, installing a new barrel, having special heat treatment and metal treatments on different parts of the receiver. It has an Archangel stock, which is not my first choice, but it seems to work okay. And the Night Force SHV scope on it, which Sam designed the reticle, by the way. Excellent reticle that allows you to, at least with a 308, to go from 100 yards to 600 yards without any adjustments whatsoever. I'd have to make a small adjustment to get out to 800, 1,000 yards, which is quick and easy. So I was very pleased with the performance of the rifle. And, of course, I was using Federal Gold Medal premium ammunition, 175 grain 308 ammunition. The ammunition, everything counts. And Sam was surprised at two things, that I could do that well with a 308 at 1,000 yards, and that I could do that well with a rifle that had a 5-pound trigger, which will soon have a 2 or 2.5-pound trigger, which makes a big difference also. Now, some of the competitors, they get down to less than an ounce, less than a pound, which is what I meant to say, less than a pound, an 8-ounce trigger, 10-ounce trigger. I'm not ready for that yet. You breathe on it hard, that thing's going to go off.
What does the Night Force scope involve? What kind of technology does that use?
It's a second focal plane. It has a reticle designed by Sam Andrews. It's a pretty short list of men who designed reticles for Night Force, by the way. Very short, as in no more than two or three.
Is it a night vision device in of itself? Or?
No, it's a regular daylight scope.
I see.
And it's tough. It's tough and will withstand the recoil of a heavy 30 caliber bullet. That's very important, because a lot of scopes, even much more expensive than Night Force. Night Force is expensive, but you can spend two or three times that much easily with Schmidt and Bender or some of these others. It won't perform like a Night Force. It's for a Night Force, it's considered entry level, about a $1,300-1,400 scope. You can spend two to three times that much on a Night Force also, of course. It performs precisely like I wanted it to. Hitting a 12-inch steel plate at 1,000 yards builds a lot of confidence. It builds a lot of confidence. When first time I walked out in a 1,000-yard range, I'd seen photographs of it, Kirk. You have to be there in person to really grasp how far that is. 10 football fields, 3,000 feet, 3/5 of a mile. A 12-inch steel plate looks like the head of a pin from that distance. So it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot, and it's caused me to look at my rifle and my weapon system in a lot more detail to make sure I can continue that performance and even improve on it. Now, he also has 4-inch steel plates at 1,000 yards. I was not ready to shoot at those yet. But with some further upgrades and more trigger time, my time is limited. And I spent a couple of days before I went to the Freedom Center doing dry fire in my living room. And that helped a lot. And I noticed something about my trigger that I had not noticed before doing that dry fire. But dry fire is wonderful. It doesn't cost you a penny. You can do it in your living room, in your hallway, in your basement, any place where you got room to lay down and have a few feet in front of you. And the competitors, the snipers both, they do, for every hour at the range, they probably do 3 to 4 hours dry fire. It's a inexpensive, great way to improve your skills. And I urge people to do that.
I guess it works on the muscle memory.
Muscle memory is a big part of it. And yes, because you need snap caps. They look like live cartridges, but they're not. You need to make sure there's no live ammunition in the room with you, that you have a good backstop just as a extra safety precaution. But yes, you're going through all the procedures of loading the magazine, putting the magazine in, loading the round to the chamber, squeezing the trigger, unloading it, reloading it again. So you're going through all those manipulations of the equipment, of the weapon system, which you're right, does improve muscle memory.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, I'm anxious to get out there and visit, you know, at Sam's facility, take one of his courses.
Well, if you can hit the 4-inch steel disc at 1,000 yards, I'll buy you lunch, Kirk.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I did a qualification at 500 yards. About 3 years ago, and I did very well on that. I'm not sure that I could see the target at 1,000 yards with my eyesight. Zoom?
Optics, I mean, no human being can without sophisticated optics. My scope is 20 power.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. Okay. So is it fixed at 20, or is it like a zoom deal?
It's a zoom 5 to 20.
I see.
And they're very, very. And one of the issues I had the first day was I have a narrow field of view with that 20 power scope. Was it just finding the targets on the range.
Now, are you in the prone position without a brace, or?
No, I had that option. He's got some concrete benches to shoot from.
I see.
These things, they must weigh, I don't know what they weigh, 800 or 1,000 pounds.
A bench?
A bench, yeah.
You're sitting on the bench with like a school person, like writing pad kind of deal?
Behind a bench. You sit behind a bench. And
I see.
Sam is the coach, and of course he coaches you and he's very observant. He coaches you about everything you're doing, and he makes on the spot adjustments to equipment as necessary. And if necessary, he'll even shoot your rifle himself to get a feel for what's going on.
Is the weapon resting on like a sandbag, or is it supported by your hands and elbows?
It's your choice. I had a bipod in the front and a
oh, okay.
and a beanbag in the back. That's what works for me. But it was your choice to do it as you saw fit with sandbags or beanbags or bipods.
Yeah, our qualification, you know, you're on the ground, you know, on your elbows with a sling. It was a real combat situation. But again, it was only 500, and it was, you know, life-size silhouette, you know, metal, you know, drop downs. It wasn't a 12-inch disc or a 4-inch disc.
But, I'll give you a quick heads up. We got a break coming up here. A quick heads up on modern sniping, and we'll get to that after. We got limited time here. When we get back from the break, we'll give a quick update on that.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. A couple things real quick here. The technique that Sam teaches for precision shooting at 600, 800, 1,000 yards involves no electronic equipment, nothing that takes a battery. It's very, very fast. Now, what the modern snipers do is they have two bipods on their weapon system. The one closer to them is a short bipod for prone position, and a second bipod in front of that for the sitting position. Because frequently, probably 75-80% of the time, there's too much stuff in the way to get prone and take the shot. Where in a sitting position, they can't actually get above the debris, whatever might be in the way, and take the shot. So it may look unusual to see a rifle with two bipods. I've modified one to do that. I'll be modifying a second one to do that. But that's what's done in modern sniping to get an accurate shot as quickly as possible, Kirk.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I can see that. Also, you've got the cover then of a wall, you know, if you're in the sitting position.
Possibly.
Yeah, it sounds, or you could, what I'm saying is you could, you know,
right.
The actual debris could act as cover.
Excellent.
which is a good thing.
True.
Yeah.
That's very
true. All right.
True.
Well, that sounds great. So I'm excited. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, here at our place. I'm sure it's the same out for you. Very active, you know, getting prepared, making sure things are in order, trying to order things that we need that appear to be, you know, running in short supply. And once again, for those that weren't with us earlier, we're receiving our ceramic cartridges for our ReadyPure that have been back ordered now, I think for about 2 weeks. And those are arriving, I believe, today or tomorrow. So Monday, we'll be shipping those units that are on back order. And anybody that orders this point moving forward, we're shipping daily. And that's the ReadyPure emergency gravity fed system.
All right. Well, it's good to know, and we appreciate you being with us, Kirk, and look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thanks, John. It's been great. Have a super week and weekend.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Well, hold on to your horses. Dr. Lynn Horowitz will be with us here in a few minutes. As I like to say, this man's brain is on fire. What a guy. If you want to talk to Dr. Horowitz, call early. Seriously, we end up with 3 and 4 callers on hold at the end of 90 minutes. And it's just, if you want to talk to Dr. Horowitz, call early. That's basically it. So he'll be calling in here in a few minutes. We'll have the top of the hour break, and we'll get going. At the bottom of hour three, we'll have Tom Berryhill with us for about 24 minutes to give us an update on what's going on with the energy cleaner. I'm looking forward to that myself because I haven't talked to Tom this week, letting him do his work. I don't want to bug him and take time away from manufacturing energy cleaners. So Tom will be back with us Friday morning, tomorrow morning, talking about emergency survival communications and ham radio. And I believe we have Dr. Pete tomorrow also. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.